Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to It's All in the Word Ministry. I had the wrong date down, and I apologize to you for being late, but your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. I'm back on the radio, and I thank God. I hope I have some listeners, because I hadn't posted, but I thank God for each and every one of you. And I have relocated back into the land, Florida. So I will have some cards made up, and I will be passing out some of my cards so that my neighbors and friends will know that I am back on the radio. Thank God for each and every one of you, and I pray God for you and your family that you will forever be blessed, and the Lord will keep you in his divine care. He is the only one that can keep you in all his ways. And we just trust the plan that we have for us. And I was listening to Dr. Charles Stanley, and the three things he had listed was we are to listen to God, trust God, and obey God. Those are the three things, and God will hear our prayer. Also, his word. We just listen to his word. The answer to everything we need is in the word of God. God's word will never fail you. God is faithful to his word. What he say he's going to do, that's just what he does. And I am grateful for that. We're going to have just a short prayer. And we're just going to talk to you briefly to encourage you. Just run on and just see what the end is going to be. So don't give up. Do not give up on God. And God will not give up on you. Never. Because of the love that he has for us. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, creator of all mankind, a good and every good and perfect gift. You're my hope when all hope is gone. You're my way when I don't see no way. You're my healer when I'm sick and aching in my body. Oh, Lord God, you're my provider. Also, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. You said if I ask anything in your name, that you will do. Lord, whatever I ask, let it line up with your will. I need a touch from you, a spiritual touch from you. To fill my cup, let it overflow. Lord, I know you're able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for you to do. And Lord, I learned to listen to you, to trust in your word, and to obey your word, Lord. You said obedience is better than sacrifice. And I believe that because you said it, Lord God. Give us a mind to stay on thee, Lord. Help us, build us up, strengthen us while we may be weak. Build us up where we may be torn down. Don't let our past dictate our future. Let us forget all those things which are forgetting those things which are behind. And let us press towards the things that are before. I'm like Paul. I press towards the mark of the high call which is in Christ Jesus. For Lord, give us faith. Give us more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding of your word. For we walk by faith and not by sight. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is the reward of them who diligently seek him. Lord, I was going through something about a couple months ago. and my heart wasn't right. And I turned to a scripture in Psalm, and it said, and that scripture said, if you hold a negative in your heart, that God would not hear you. And that was the answer I needed to read that scripture. Then in another book of Psalms, it tells me, I have hidden my word in your heart, my heart, so that I will not sin against thee. Then it said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and wait, I say, on the Lord. Lord, I'm leaning and I'm depending on you to do what needs to be done in my life. I don't know what the future holds, but you do, Lord God. You hold the future. We belong to you. You made us in your own image and likeness, Lord. And as you made us, we know that you is going to provide for us, Lord. You are going to see us through any situation that we go through, Lord God. And you is able to take us through. And you will. We'll pray for those in nursing home and incarcerated, Lord God, in the hospital. We'll pray for what's going on with this politics and this election, Lord God. You are in control, Lord God. You know who to put in the office, Lord God. It is in your hand. Move on your people that they may put the right person in the right place and in the right time. We thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. You're God all by yourself. You're worthy to be praised. You're Lord of Lords. You're King of Kings. Oh, Lord, you the conqueror. You are a healer. You are a provider. You are a deliverer. You the joy of our salvation. There's none like you. Nobody can save but you. Nobody was able to pay the price but you, Lord God. We thank God for you. We thank you for early rising this morning. For a good night's sleep. Lord God, we thank you. Thank you for this day that you have made. You're going to rejoice and be glad in it because you made it. Thank you for your grace and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for giving us peace in the midst of any situation. Some mother and father, son, or daughter have gone astray. We pray that you will bring them back to the fold. We pray for that lost sheep that have gone astray. Bring them back to the fold. We thank you, Lord God. Let the words in my mouth, meditation in my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And I'm here to tell you now, we're going to talk about it. There is still hope. Romans 8, 24 and 25 tell us, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we look patient, wait for it. See, we got to have the patience to wait on God. God is the on-time God. Sometimes we don't be ready for it. Sometimes God be preparing us for the blessing and what we have asked him for, he be preparing us for it. And we just got to wait patient. He working on us. Let him work on us. 2 Corinthians 5:7 tell us, for we walk by faith, not by sight, not by what we can see. If you need something and you know you got money in the bank, you can go there and get it. That's sight. You see that. You know it's there. But if you don't have no money in the bank and you need your mortgage paid, then you with faith believe and trust God that somehow he is going to make a way. Somehow he's going to open up the door. That is by faith. Then he would tell him, without faith it is impossible. You can't please God without faith. We that come to him must believe that he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. And we know what faith is, the substance of those things hoped for, and evidence of things not seen. Whatever is going on in our life, there is still hope. Don't give up. Don't cave in. Trust God to bring you through, and he will. He is working things out in your favor right now. Romans 8:28 tells us, and we know that all things work together for the good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. God works things out in his own timing. Give him time, not our timing. We don't think the way God thinks. Isaiah 55:8 tell us that. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. We need to learn to trust God. Don't be like the children of Israel. Of all the things God has did for them, brought them out the land of Egypt, brought them across the Red Sea, gave them bread, water, gave them bread, gave them meat, fed them, supplied all their needs, and they still were mumbling and grumbling. They still didn't trust God. And so many of them didn't even make it to the promised land because of their unbelief. And because of some of our unbelief, we are not going to make it. God wants us to. But we don't trust God, because if we trust God like we should, we wouldn't have all this stuff going on. Anxiety, depression, bipolar, manic depression, all this stuff. God is out. Jesus died for us. He said, with my scratch ye are healed. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. All the manner of diseases he healed in the Bible. And we still don't believe. We got to wait on him. Sometimes it might take years to lay with the issue of blood. Took 12 years. A man took 38 years. A woman, another woman was 18 years. But they heard about this man, Jesus. He gave sight to the blind. Took 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread and fed 5,000 people. And we still doubt God. What more do we have to do for us to trust him and obey him and listen to his voice? I tell you what, we must be born again. We must be. We got to be born again. That's our problem. We need the Holy Spirit. Exodus 14:12 tell us, is not this the word that we did tell you in Egypt? This the children of Israel saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of God. Which he will show to you today, for the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore do you cry unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they may go forward, but lift up your rod, stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it. And I think we all know the end of that story, that Pharaoh pursued behind them, and they were drowning in the Red Sea. See, God will fight your battle for you. You don't have to avenge nobody. You don't have to get even with nobody. You see, when you hold malice in your heart, iniquity in your heart, God is not going to listen to you. He is not going to hear you. First, you got to forgive your sister and your brother. Then the Lord will forgive you, and he will hear you. But if you don't forgive them, neither will God forgive you. Is anybody worth your salvation? No. It is too precious. I'm here to tell you, love your enemy. Love them. Children of Israel, like I said, they wanted water, and they got water, and whatever they asked God for, he gave it to them. We know that lady with the issue of blood for 12 long years, she pressed away into Jesus. She had spent all her money going to the great physician, and neither one of them healed her. Now, she had this for 12 years. That's a long time. But God, she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Jesus said, there were so many people there, the disciples said, how do you know somebody touched you? He said, because the virtue have gone out of me, and that's where the power had gone out of me. And I know that someone touched me. We need a touch from Jesus today. Ask him to come into your heart and save you. And believe that he died and he arose for the sins of the whole world. And he will come in and make his abode with you. Try him. He's all right. Adam tried, and he's all right. There's none like him. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And I'm going to be back here. It's supposed to be Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Next Tuesday at 2 p.m. I will be back here. May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And just remember, it's all in the Word. God bless.